פרק ה' הלכה זין. תלמיד חכם לא יהיה צורק וצווח בשעת דיבורו כבהמה שכחייס. What's the difference between tzorek and tzorek? So tzorek translates as to yell, where the it's basically sort of manifest in the decibel level, just how loud the person is. Tzorek is more of a function of the echos, I don't know, to scream, to shriek, it's not purely sort of the kamos of the speech. It's more of an echos, to give a shrill scream or something. Well, that means that a person's yelling at the top of his lungs. V'lo yagbiah kol v'yoseh. So what the Rambam means is as follows. If the Rambam can't tell us that the Chacham lo yagbiah kol, let's say the Chacham is speaking in a large auditorium, and in order to make himself audible, so he has to project his voice. So he has to be magbiah kol. He has to, let's say he's a Kohen, he's davening. So a more lahem is that the Kohen, when he says it, is supposed to be audible. So what does it mean to be audible? It depends upon how big the room is. If it's a little shtibel, then he can say yivarechecha rather softly. If it's a cavernous shul, then he's going to have to say it very loudly. So the same thing with the Chacham, if the setting requires that he project his voice, he'll be magbia kolo, but he will never do it. But yes, he's not going to be magbia kolo unnecessarily. That's the lashon. Ela b'dibur dibur benachas im kol abrios. Ukshiyidaber benachas, when he speaks softly, yizoher shelo yisrachek ad shiyeruah kedem vegasi haruach. That can also be overdone. The speaking benachas can be overdone also. If he speaks so softly that it's on the verge of being inaudible, so then that seems kegasi haruach. Gasi haruach, so just maybe get a sense of what it means. Take a look in Halacha Ches. We have it a few more times in this parak, but if you take a look in Halacha Ches. Lo yehalech talmid chachomim b'koma zekufa v'goron matoy, ki inyan shenema v'teilachnu netuyas goron u'mesakros ba'enayim, inoyim. Lo yehalech okei b'tzad godel b'nachas kamo hanoshim v'gasi haruach. Kinyan Shinema Holoch Vatofov Telachna Uveraglehem Ta Akasna. So here the Rambam says that the Chacham shouldn't walk too slowly. But she shouldn't be putting, just put the heel in front of the toes when he walks. He shouldn't be walking. Shouldn't be walking like this. And if he does, so that's also he uses the same phrase of gasi haruach. Gasi haruach is when a person acts in an overly refined manner, in an overly delicate manner. A person should be delicate. A person should be refined. But if a person is overly acts in a manner where he overdoes it, where it's overdone. So then that it ceases to be delicacy, it ceases to be refinement, and that it crosses the line into the area of gasus haruach. Okay. So again, וכשידם בבנח זיזר שלא יסרח רק עד שירוע כדי בגס הרוח, ומקדם לשלום כל אדם, he greets people before they greet him. He takes the initiative, כדי שתהי רוחן נוחו הימנו. ודונס כל האדם לקף סחוס. So just a couple of questions to try to get shot here. So is this also an example of a din which applies to everyone? The Lacha Mishnah is however that we saw yesterday that some of the dinim here in Parakei are not restricted to a chacham, and that's what this is. So it could be yes, or it could be that the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos has that there's sort of the chiyuv of being down the kav schos is if you have someone whom you don't know, or you know him to be a benedi, either way, but there's someone you don't know and he does something which is ambiguous, so then there's a chiyuv to be down the kav schos. What if what he does is not entirely ambiguous? It's not a more nota the tzad chova, but on the other hand, it's not unequivocal. You wouldn't say that it's shokul, that the ambiguity is shokul. The midah piece, it's not unequivocal. So then it's a midas chasidus to reserve judgment, right? In the first case, where you have either a person you don't know, or you know him to be a benini, and he does something which is ambiguous. So the mitzvah is to be down like Havskos. The mitzvah is to interpret it positively, and that's a chiyuv. That's a chiyuv. I'm quoting even in Sefer Mitzvahs on the mitzvah of Betzalik Tishbaram Yisachar. The Rambam says that Bechlal. The mitzvah says that the Gemara in Shavuos of Betzalik Tishbaram Yisachar is to be done like Havskos. That's a chiyuv. But then the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and Ovi says there's also a midas chasidus element in this mitzvah, which is it's not entirely ambiguous. It's more nota that the action is more insinuates chova more than schus. But if the person again is a benini or someone you don't know, so then the midas chasidus is to reserve judgment and not to sort of follow that insinuation. So if the Rambam means Danus Kolodim Lekav Schus, if he has in mind the second element as well, so then maybe Enoch Hanam is saying that this is a standard, something you must do. Mitzad the mitzvah, it's only a midas chasidus, but maybe mitzad the chocham, it's something that he must do. Rambam continues, we'll circle back to in a minute to this Danus Kolodim Lekav Schus. V'sapir b'shvach haveru, v'en v'sapir b'gnus haklal, oyev shalom v'rodev shalom. So, l'chanocha, until we get to being Danus Kolodim Lekav Schus, is sort of about how the Talmud Chacham speaks. Then the Rambam seems to take a sharp turn and is talking about totally different hanhogas. Right? He seems to segue from hanhogas of Dibor. Down the Kav Schus, Misabah B'Shvach Haveru actually comes back to Dibor, which is kind of funny. But El Amai, the Chodah B'Shav is as follows. So practically, what the mitzvah of being balakav swills entails is, as we just said, if you have a person who's either he's either a beinoni or he's unknown and he does something ambiguous, so then the mitzvah is to be done lekav swills. Okay, now let's say he's a tzaddik. So if it's a tzaddik, even if he does something which you have to advance a far-fetched interpretation that it should be the kapsvos, so you mechuyev to do so. Let's say he's a rasha, so then even if it requires a far-fetched interpretation to interpret it lekav chova, you're supposed to do so. And the mitzvah is by the person who's a benini. What's pshat in the mitzvah? Again, so the pshat is very compelling. The pshat is that you, a person is always supposed to interpret based on context. Once, when talking about this, I gave a certain mashal to try to illustrate it, and a friend of mine told me the following story that he heard from a son-in-law of Reb Pinchas Hirschman, from the Bracha. That someone once came over to Reb Hirschman and asked him a kasha. And Reb Hirschman said, "I don't know." And it was Niker, as the person walked away, that he was very pleased. You know that his question sort of that he had stumped with Hirschman. So after the person walks away, so Hirschman says to the son-in-law, he thinks that his I don't know and my I don't know are the same. Let's say you're working on a Shvei Yerushalmi and you can't figure out Pshat. So you go over to a first grader and you ask him what's Pshat in Yerushalmi. So the first grader says, I don't know. What does he mean? He means I'm only up to Hay and the Olive Bays and there's some letters here. I don't know. So I don't know. So then you go, you didn't have a tzlach the first time. You go into the Beis Medrash and you go ask for Shabbat, what's Pshat in Yerushalmi? He says, I don't know. So what does he mean? He means that Tosfos already asks somewhere that this Yerushalmi seems to contradict what the Bavli says, and it seems to contradict this, seems to contradict that. But they both said, I don't know. Elamai, so you always interpret things based on context. And that's Zanul Kinta. What out of context seems like far-fetched and strained and dochuk, adarav, in context is compelling, is the correct and the natural pshat. And that's what's evident in this dinner being down the kav swiss. Down the kav swiss, so if the person's a Beinoni means sometimes he does mitzvah, sometimes he does averes. Or he's unknown. So then there's no context. There's no context, and the maisa itself is ambiguous. So there's no context. There's a mitzvah, you don't have schus. If the person's a tzaddik, or the other extreme, he's a rasha, there's a context. So you interpret based on context. And what seems out of context to be a very forced interpretation, but in context, it is very, very compelling. And the emphasis is that this same yesod, which is embodied in the Pirtei Hadinim of being Balakav Swas, it's a yesod in Parshanas also. So for instance, what was this pasuk? That Vayavo Esav Men Hasad Vehu Ayev. Was it told us? What was that pasuk? Vayavo Esav Men Hasad Vehu Ayev. So Chazal say he was Ayev Peretzicha. So it seems to us like, I don't know, maybe Ayev just means, the Middle Eastern year, you're out in the summer, and in the Middle Eastern sun, Kachom Hayom, you're going to be oiskematic when you come in. So the Tanya says, no, it's the same Yisod. That in context of who Esav is, in context, the Pasuk Malachi says, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, is Yaakov Ahavti, is Esav Sonesi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says he hates Esav. So why is that Esav is not some innocent hunter? that he's a Rosh HaMerusha. You have an Rosh HaMerusha, and he says, oh yeah. So then the context is that a Rosh HaMerusha is not innocently tired. He's tired from Shvitas Dam. Okay, so generally we understand that the mitzvah being down the Kav Zchus. Again, let's go back to the Ikur place, which is, again, you have a person who's a Beinoni, or totally unknown, so you should be down the Kav Zchus. You should interpret it favorably. So we understand that again. The emes is, that's not the yesod of Shorosh HaDolah. What does that mean? So the one Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, tells a few stories of where the Tanoim did something which easily could have been interpreted the Chovah, and the Talmidim interpreted it the Kav Zchus, and maybe it's even Rabbi Akiva. One of the stories is Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva gives them a bracha and says, "Kishem shadantuni lekav zchus." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu hamokom yodin eschem lekav zchus. So I understand, what does it mean for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be down lekav zchus? The being down lekav zchus is when there's ambiguity. That's when you're down lekav zchus, right? To be down lekav zchus means there's ambiguity. This person is either totally unknown to me, or he's a Beinoni. And what he did is ambiguous. So when it's unknown, you're down the Kav Zchus. There's no ambiguity about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should act in a way that is being down the Kav Zchus? So it's clear that what emerges from the Gemara is as follows. Let's say Moshe Lamad Avadome. But let's say you have a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old who's convicted in court of selling drugs, but drugs that not just gateway drugs that kill tomorrow, drugs that kill today, and he's convicted, and now it's at the sentencing stage, so the prosecutor addresses the court and asks the judge and says, you know, he points to the guilty party and said he's an agent of death. People are dying every day across the country from overdose, and he's an agent of death, and he asks for the maximum possible sentence according to law. Then the defense attorney addresses the court, and the defense attorney says, "Your Honor, he's 18 years old. He's young and foolish and immature. This is the first thing he's ever been convicted of. First thing he's ever done wrong. He made a mistake. He's never going to do it again. So he asked the court to impose the most lenient sentence possible according to law." So which perspective is correct? They both could be true, right? They both could be true. So when we ask, when Rabbi Akiva gives that bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redan you the Kav Zchus, right? From which we learn that if we're down the Kav Zchus, so then that's, you know, the midah keneged midah. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should adopt perspective number two. Vis-a-vis us, when we're the Rachman Litzan, when we're the Nimshal to the defendant, to the guilty defendant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should adopt perspective number two, not perspective number one. If you see a person, Shemaisav Stumen, you don't know the person of Maisav Stumen. So let's say one person sees it, And he interprets things like Kaf Chova. So what does that show? You don't know the guy, and what he did is ambiguous. So why are you interpreting Lachova? It means that he's cynical. He's a cynical person. Maybe he's a misanthrope. Let's say you have another person. He sees the same thing. And he's done look how schus. Mehechatei say that you don't like avschus. You don't know the guy. You don't know the guy. And Maisav Stumen. The answer is no. He's favorably inclined towards people. He loves people. So Mamela, you love someone, so you're inclined to a favorable interpretation. Let's say you have someone who reserves judgment, so he has neither of those middos. He's not a cynic, but on the other hand, he clearly, he may not be a misanthrope, but he's not a philanthropist either. He's, okay, he's kind of neutral. He's kind of neutral in people. So what's the point? That being dalekav schus, the yisod hadova, the shorosh hadova is a mida. It's not just a din in what you should think, right? We understand, but incorrectly, that the being dalekav schus is telling us what to think. If that is true on a practical level, it's correct practically. But what the etzem hadin, the yisod hadin, and that's why the Rambam was talking about here in Hilchos Deis, it's in Hilchos Deis they get in, because what is that flow from? That interpretation, lekaf zechus, interprets on being favorably inclined to people. The same way that an interpretation like lekaf chova would flow from being unfavorably inclined towards people, being cynical about people, being not liking people. Here the Pashta says is that Halacha Zayin, Hagam that the Rambam begins with Dibur, Halacha Zayin is about Midos which express themselves in the Talmud Chochum's interaction with people. He begins with Dibur. But it's not that Halacha Zayin is about Dibur. Halacha Zayin is about the midos that express themselves and how they express themselves that are relevant to his ben adam l'chaveru. And that's why that is called adam l'kav schus belongs here. The same way Oiv Shalom, or Rodev Shalom, also belongs here. The midos, which again, which surface, which express themselves in his ben adam l'chaveru. When the Rambam says "Masape b'shvach haveru ve'en masape b'gnus hakla," so the sape b'gnus haveru is the definition the Rambam gives later in Perek Zayin for Issa Lashon Hara. Now, even with the Lacha Mishnah's he'ora, that there are some things in this parak which are not meyuchad to the chacham, but which are noheg by all of us. But that the Rambam should have to mention, much less stress, that the Chochem doesn't talk Lashon Hara. I don't know, well, what's that? I don't know, it seems too basic, too elementary. To be here in Parakeh. Again, Hagam, that again, as the Lacha Mishnah already points out, that there definitely are things here in Parakeh which are relevant and incumbent upon all of us, but something as basic, Lashon Hara is such an Issur Chomor Ad Ma'od. I don't know, so the Chacham, he doesn't kill people either, but hopefully. But that's not... The Rambam doesn't mention it, and it's not a hashmata which requires too much yin. So Lashon Hara is such an issur chomer. So lulei demistafina, the pshat here is as follows. Take a look if you have it on your side. If not, hatu oznachem. Talmid Chachomim lo yehitzoik v'tzoveach v'shaz dibur kebehemus v'kachayos v'lo yekbir kol v'yoser Okay, now this is the first phrase that's being highlighted. El dibur benachas im kol habrios. Okay, register that. Ukshayidabu benachas izashal esach ayachayibabu yasevach. Umakdim l'shlom, this is the second phrase that's being highlighted. Umakdim l'shlom kol odam. Here comes the third phrase that's being highlighted. But don is kol ha'odam l'kavsvos. The next line, again in the manuscripts, is the concluding line of this halacha. Misapeh b'shvach chaveru v'en misapeh b'gnus ha'kval o'ev shalom v'odev shalom. So until we get to misapeh b'shvach chaveru, the entire halacha is unequivocally not just about the Talmud Chacham's interaction with fellow Jews, but in kol habrios, with non-Jews also, right? That's, the Rambam couldn't be more emphatic about that. Didur benachas im kol habrios, makdem l'shlom kol odom don es kol ha'odom l'kavskos. It's clear that the Rambam is talking about kol habrios. That's given that context, yitochen ma'od that chaveru here. It doesn't, again, we're used to chaver, translating chaver as friend. But the emphasis is that what chaver really means is chaver is meloshim chibor. It's someone with whom you have a connection, not necessarily a friend. So that's why the Rambam, right, famously in Parashat Mishnayos and others, and Aseh l'chaverav, k'nei l'chaver, so the Rambam talks about different types of friendship. He elaborates. He quotes Aristotle and adds one type to Aristotle's types of friendship. Again, it's not really of chavos. It really shouldn't be translated as friendship. And the first one is it's a chaver l'toelis. The first example the Rambam has of a chaver is your business partner. Your business partner. You have a chibur with him that you do business. It doesn't mean that you, I don't know, it's not, it doesn't mean that it has to be, it doesn't mean he's your friend. It doesn't mean that there's any kind of deep relationship here. Whatever, you went into business together for whatever reason. It was a good shidduch in terms of business. Could be you can't stand him and he can't stand you, and you talking that is the case. But that's the first level of chaver. So chaver doesn't imply friend. And, for that matter, it doesn't necessarily have to mean Jewish. Reya, which is Lashon Ava V'Reyus, implies Jewish. Chaver doesn't, because Chaver, again, to us it's somewhat foreign, because it's lost this sense, this distinction has been lost in modern Hebrew, where we use Chaver as my chaver, right? We use it as my friend, but the ma'aseh, in terms of what the word really means, it means someone with whom there's a connection. Lashon chibur. That's the etymology of the word. So yitochen, what the Rambam means here is the following, and again, conceptually, I don't know. Misabe b'shvach chaver en misabe b'gnus haklal. So we asked, look. The Rambam has to mention that a chacham isn't over the issa chomo. The Rambam writes in the Eidim Perek Zayin, Lashon Hara is an oven godel ad ma'od. Oven godel ad ma'od. So he has to mention that the chacham doesn't engage in Lashon Hara. No, maybe the pshat over here is Eidim Masabit Venusa Klal. That's it. The Rambam's talking about a ger tosha. He's talking about a ger tosha. He's not talking, he said, Voselich Rachel ba'amecha. Issa Lashon Hara. Mitzad, the possible of Selak Rachel is Ba'amecha. It's only to say Lashon Hara about a Jew. Mitzad, the possible of Selak Rachel Ba'amecha. There's no Isser to speak pejoratively if it's not about an Einar Yehudi. Yitachen, and again, the whole context supports it. Im kol abrios, im kol adam, im kol adam. So why did he change the lashon here to chavero? If you don't know the person, you can't be misamper b'shvacho. You're walking down the street, you see someone across the street, so what are you supposed to say? He's got nice shoes? I mean, what? You don't know the guy from Adam, so how are you going to be misamper How are you going to be Mesamper B'Shvacho? If you have a Pesach Chibur with him, so then you can be Mesamper, you can be Mesamper B'Shvacho. And then the Rambam, that's why any Mesamper B'Nusakal, it's like something about the Chochem. It's not stam that he doesn't talk Lashon Hara. He's not over an Ovim Godel Ad Ma'od. No, even if, let's say it's a Ger Toshav. So a Ger Toshav, so there's no Isser, presumably, of the there are three drushes of Lo Sechanim that the Gemara of Avodah Zara has. Lo Sechanim is by Ovdei Avodah Zara. So one is Lo Siten Lam Chaniya Bekarka. You can't sell them land in Eretz Yisrael. So Ger Toshav is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Lashon Ger Toshav means, right? That he's a Ger, not a Ger Tzedek who became Jewish, but who's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. And then Lo Sechanim is L'sitim L'hemat Naschinam. So it's a pasuk, like Ger Shev Sharecha Tifnan of Achola, right? It says by Nevela, what do you do with the Nevela? O Mochol Anachri, you can either sell it to the Anachri, or like Ger Shev Sharecha Tifnan of Achola. So Mat Naschinam you can give to a Ger Toshav. So the pasuk of Lo Sechanim doesn't apply to Ger Toshav. So Mestama, the third drasha from Lo Sechanim, is L'sitim L'hem Chain, not to compliment, also is only true of an Oved Avodah Zarah. Of an Oved Avodah Zarah is L'sitim L'hem Chain. But the Ger Toshav, it is Mutter. So Mesabe B'Shva Chaveru, again, not doesn't mean you're Chavusa. There's no implication that we're talking dafka about a Yisrael. Someone with whom you have a chibur, your co-worker in the office. The end of the Sabbath of Nusa class, that's like a chiddush of a hanhoga of the Talmud Chochem, that the Isser in the Pasuk of the Selech Rachel is Dafka Bar Mecha. But Mitzad Hilchos Deos, so there's an Inyan, even when the lav is not applicable, not to be speaking pejoratively. Now again, if it's not a Ger Toshav, so then the Nochri is a Rasha. So then it wouldn't apply for that reason. Right? It wouldn't apply for that reason. But just the fact that he's not Bechal or Selech Rochel doesn't mean that it isn't a midah kishela atzma of why badmouth people? Why spread, even if it's true? You know, why? There are lots of things you can say about a Ger Toshav which don't mean that he's violating Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach, which may not be flattering. So the midah is relevant beyond Amecha. Hagam that the lav is restricted to the Selech Rochel v'Amecha, but the midah is relevant beyond Amecha. I'm not sure how many Ger Tosha one bumps into walking down the street. So I guess on that level it's conceptually very important, but maybe not practically so important. But the MS is, it has very, very far-reaching practical implications. The Haino is as follows. Hashuda Asina Mahochi. That mitzad midos. Now again, yesh lodron, is this only for the chochem, or it's being mentioned here because it's ma'akim and the shem chochem, as we discussed yesterday. So that's obviously a very crucial question. But leaving that question open, hashda dasim amahachi that mitzad midos, mitzad hilchos deos, there's a concern for being mesaper bignus, even if it's not ba'amecha. Now, let's say as follows. Let's say you have a Nochri Rasha, Avodah Zarah, Shofet Domim, he Kibusha is Shvitas Damim. It's included in Shemiz of Ben Noach. Ben Noach is Neregel. The Gemara says a Yisrael is not Nereg. It's also for Yisrael. Also for Yisrael. But there wouldn't be Mises Bezdin. But for Ben Noach, the Gemara says there's even Mises Bezdin. So he's certainly that does not conform to Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach to be considered a Ben Noach, to have qualified B'zman Shayovel Noach as a Get Toshav. So is it Mutter L'Saper B'Gnusa? Yes, definitely. However, Yitachein, that once we become aware of the fact that there is a concern that fundamentally to be mesaped begnus is not a good midah, and that's why the ena mesaped begnus klal means chavero, even chavero is not ba'amecha. Yitachein that if a person is going to be mesaped begnus, it has to be very mindfully mitoch, because he's reacting to, and because he's mindful of the rishus, not stam because it's not governed by loselech lachol ba'amecha. And the nafka mina is huge. You hear that, Rosh? Go through it again. Without this Rambam, right? If you go back 10 minutes, go back to the way the world was 10 minutes ago before we reached out this Rambam, different world, not much a different world. So the way the world was 10 minutes ago, so the pasuk said no sarik v'achol amecha. That is an issa. The issa is only about amecha. There's no issa shalom about amecha. So as long as the person you're talking about is not about amecha, you can say whatever you want. Okay, midrash shaketucha. So don't say lies. But as long as it's true, you can say whatever you want, right? That's where we were holding 10 minutes ago. What are we saying now? We're suggesting that pshat in Einam Basabu Gnusa Klal is even Shalom Ba'amecha. Why? It doesn't come from the pasuk. The pasuk is Nosenech Lachol Ba'amecha. The Teretz says no, but. Does it qualify for the lav? Absolutely not. But is it a midorah? Yeah, it's a midorah. Why stop? Even if it's true, why are you bad mouthing decent people? Again, he's a ger toshav. He's a good, decent person. Why are you bad mouthing him? Even if it's true, it's a midorah. A chacham would never do that. Ainam asapa b'gnusachal. Now, hashtag asim al-lachachi, hear this for a second. I don't know, you have to think long and hard what exactly the implications of the din are. Hashtag asim al-lachachi, that there's a concern for the mita ro'a of being misapa b'gnos beyond the law of l'osarech v'achol v'amecha. So, when there's an exception to that, so that exception shouldn't be molded the midah ra'ah, it has to be very conscious as to why I'm doing it, not stam it's mutter. No, if it's stam because it's mutter and I enjoy the gossip shabo, or I enjoy the bashing shabo, so then that's also molded the same midah ra'ah, and that's what we've been sensitized as an issue. But LMI, no, if I'm conscious of the rishus shabo, and that's what motivates the masapir bignus, so that's got nothing to do with the mida ra. You hear that, Arosa? So it potentially has. Again, we still the crucial question here is this hanhoga here only because it's only relevant to the chacham? Okay, in which case, again, it's, I don't know that means that it's a terrible midas chasidus for us to, you know, to aspire to. I don't know that makes it totally irrelevant, but obviously it does put it in a different class. Oh no, maybe this is one of those things that the Lecha Mishnah we had yesterday highlights is here, not because it's limited to the Talmud Chacham, but because again, the way Rebbe Meir don't find it fit because it's ma'akev in the shame chacham, but it's really a hanhaga which is expected of everyone. That it certainly has far-reaching implications. The pshat was saying. Okay, we'll stop here with all of this. We'll switch the heat and feel a little bit.